Xu Ranyi, I'm Ding Lidu. Chinese central government has rolled out another slew of measures to help boost the grain industries. The State Council has reiterated in its latest policy initiative its plan of maintaining a 15% annual growth for the environmental protection industries. The government is planning to raise total output of the whole sector to 4.5 trillion yuan, or over $700 billion by the year of 2015. It is considered to be another major step designed to increase domestic demand and rebalance the economy. Afghan authorities say an investigation is underway after three Chinese nationals were found dead and two others went missing in Kabul. One of the missing Chinese managed to escape on his own before receiving help from American troops. The Chinese national has now been transferred to a safe place by the Chinese embassy in Afghanistan. Three Chinese, including one male and two females, were killed earlier in an apartment building in central Kabul. It remains unclear if this attack was purposefully targeted. Flash floods triggered by heavy rains yesterday have left five people dead in North China's Shanxi province. Three others are listed as missing. The accident took place Sunday afternoon when floodwater submerged a construction site in the city of Luliang. Meantime, weather forecasters say heavy rain will continue to hit the northeast and north in the coming 3 days. Chinese authorities say China's waters have not been affected by the contaminated water leakage from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan. The State Oceanic Administration says they have been sampling seawater from 39 stations along China's coast. Last week, the Japanese government admitted that the Fukushima nuclear power plant was leaking nearly 300 tons of radioactive water per day into the sea. Palestinian authorities say they are outraged by Israel's plan to build 1,200 new housing units in occupied East Jerusalem and the West Bank. On Sunday, the Israeli Housing Ministry confirmed that 793 apartments would be built in East Jerusalem and 394 in West Bank settlements. Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat says the move brings into question Israel's commitment to the peace process. The second round of direct peace talks between the two sides will be held in Jerusalem on Wednesday. The second round for Mali's presidential election has just concluded. Some international observers say the election process was legitimate. Former Prime Minister Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is facing ex-Finance Minister Somala Cisse in the second round. The election comes after more than a year of turmoil, including a coup and a French-led military intervention to oust an Islamic insurgency from the north. Edward Snowden's father, Lon, has secured documents to visit his son in Russia. Lon's lawyer, Bruce Feng, says the trip will happen very soon, but Feng has not revealed the whereabouts of Snowden in Russia. The former CIA contractor was granted a year-long asylum in Russia earlier this month. Snowden is facing espionage charges in the U.S. after he angered the U.S. government by disclosing a major intelligence surveillance program. At least 22 people, including six children, have been killed in flash floods that hit a plain near the Afghan capital of Kabul. Several people were injured and about a dozen homes washed away. The latest floods followed hours of torrential rain and hail on Saturday. Earlier this month, more than 60 people were killed in flooding east of the capital. China's Lin Dan triumphed at the BWF World Badminton Championships in Guangzhou yesterday after Malaysia's Li Chongwei was forced to abandon the final match with an injured knee. China's badminton superstar came back from being one set down to win 16-21, 21-13 and 20-17. Lin had entered this year's tournament as a wild card after dropping in the rankings during a year off from the sport. World record holder Usain Bolt claimed the men's 100-meter world title at the 2013 IAAF World Championships in Moscow yesterday. The reigning Olympic champion clocked a personal season best of 9.77 on a track slick with rain. The victory was the redemption Bolt wanted after being disqualified for a false start in the 100-meter final at the Daewoo Worlds 2 years ago. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.